Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday, and this is Deborah Leanne. And the Wednesday wisdom today is around how we are spending our energy, our life force, our time here in this life. And there have been huge things that have been shifting for me lately around resources and abundance and prosperity and money, yes, is a part of that. And since we're heading into the combination of my own personal life lessons with the fact that in the United States we're celebrating the St. Valentine's Day or the love holiday this weekend. And I would love to teach a couple of things that I've been learning around heart breathing and opening and receiving. And then just to speak a bit to how interesting it is to me that many of our words that we use to describe financial terms have many other meanings, some of them having to do with relationships. And anyway, there's a lot of play on words that we could use if we really dove into that. So let's start by getting present and feeling your feet on the ground, or your sits bones in your seat, feeling the always present and always supportive surfaces that are in complete support of us. There's another support system that is not having to do with a money system. And we don't even think about gravity, and it's always there for us. So as a resource that we can draw upon now, there's another one, drawing upon the resource, let's plug in to the grounding energy that is there. Sending our breath all the way down into our lower bellies and letting the energy just tap in from the soles of our feet or from the sits bones that we, if we're sitting. And I like to actually do both because it's a different kind of energy that I feel like I'm drawing in. So whatever makes you feel that you are plugged in and able to charge up, let's do that. And then I would like to just pay attention a bit to our back. Again, it's another system that is in place, that our skeletal system that holds our body erect, that allows the energy to flow up and down through all of our organs and through all of our energetic centers. And allowing that energy to just flow, which is another interesting financial term about your cash flow, and then allowing that to just feeling into the back and remembering our back, reminding ourselves that we have this additional support system, right? And then lastly, consciously allowing our higher self, breathing that extra divine energy in through the tops of our heads. And we'll just connect almost like we're placing a crown on our head just to allow that beautiful golden energy to come into our full system. And from this, what I'd like to do is teaching about this heart breathing. And the funny thing is I've heard this for years now, and for some reason this last week it really came home because we were using the heart breathing in a course around money. And interestingly enough, it really hit home, because it is our love life force, our energy that we focus on through our heart is where it's magnified. And it's also, if we give and love and live our life from our heart, it is really putting our energy out in a way that can be received. And because it's true to us. It's not something that's manufactured. It's not a fear-based thing that comes from our head or our gut. It's truly our unique light shining through. So what you want to do is potentially, if you have your hands free, put a hand on your heart and a hand on your lower belly. And as we breathe in and feel the hand that is on our heart rising and falling with our breath, we also want to feel our hand rising and falling on our lower belly. And the reason why we do this is we're connecting our power center with our heart. And as we breathe in through our heart and expand that beautiful center of our body and our awareness and our energy, we are able to use our heart as a lens that we're going to focus on. And we're going to look out from the inner part of our awareness, from our heart. And where is it that we love? Who is it that we love? What is it that we love? It could be a pet that we love. It could be a sunrise that we're looking at that we love. Earlier I looked out and there were beautiful snowflakes, huge snowflakes falling, and they were so beautiful. My heart swelled. And beauty does that. Art does that for me as well. So think of some things that you love. For me, it could be a beautiful hot cup of coffee with just a splash of cream, sitting next to someone I dearly love. My daughter was just home from college last weekend. We had such a nice time together. And doing activities that you love, dancing out on a hike in the middle of the woods. So think of some things that bring a lot of that warm expansion to your heart, and fill your heart with these beautiful love memories or things or people or sights. That is such a richness, a beautiful, full richness that nobody can take away from us. And in this fullness, in this place of our heart, we are whole and prosperous, and we're alive, and we're breathing, and we're filled with joy and love. Yeah. And what would it be like to focus this love, this life force, this life energy into whatever it is we're doing in the moment? For me, I've started a number of jars that I've labeled with, these are the places that I want to focus my life. What is it that brings me joy? What is it that makes my heart sing? And every day, I'm putting a penny or a coin in each one of those jars. I'm spending my money, literally, in creating more of those joyful experiences in my life. And the funny thing about this is I thought that it would be okay to put, oh, here's a quarter. So I'll put a quarter in the intimacy and amazing love and lover partnerships jar. And for my health and well-being, I had a nickel. I put that in there. And for something else, I put a penny in. what I realized is I don't want there to be scarcity for any of these. I don't want to feel like I don't have equal time and love for each of these activities, because I want them to be equally important. So what I've done now is I make sure that I put the same coin, or if you were to think about it, the same amount of life force and life energy. It might be measured in different ways, right? Like I may actually spend a different amount of energy creating something for my work today than I do exercising. However, they are equally important to me in my love and my heart place, because without any of those things, I would not be fully resourced. Yeah, each of them is a source of joy, and I don't want any of them to not be fully resourced. So I'm actually giving them equal now. At this place, at this time, I'm playing with it to see how it works, and I would invite you to do the same. So this beautiful thing we were laughing about, the number of words, interest, an interest-bearing account, could that be an activity that brings you, that you're more interested in? Interesting about that. The bond, you know, a government bond, or a bond is a, you know, an assured amount of money that you'll get back. Well, think of the bonds that we have that we create with those that we love, or with memories of fond activity, you know, fond memories of activities that we did with loved ones. There were so many others. I actually pulled up a whole list of them. Trust, you know, creating a trust that takes care of our loved ones upon our dying. And think about trust. How does that show up as a resource in our life? We build trust. We create trust. And it's a foundation of our intimate relationships. It's also a very important factor of our relationship with ourselves. Trust, interest, cash flow, a bond. And the beautiful thing, restricted funds, reserves, I love that, a return on our investment. You know, we tend to do the same activities that we know will bring us more joy. We invest time learning something because it's going to get a new experience or allow us to grow into a new place that we're wanting to go to. The reserves, I find that fascinating because we don't think about the reserves that we always have in store, the places where we've invested our time, the relationships where we've invested our time. But we can look around and look at our life in this moment, and we can see where we've invested, right? It's pretty obvious to us. What's the state of our health, and what is the state of our relationships? What does our financial situation look like? What does our home look like? And the other one I thought was pretty funny was overhead. Shareholders and shared capital. So there's just a variety of things that throughout this whole study on where we place our fears into money, where we place our value around money, that if we translated that into where do we place our value on our life force, we only have so many breaths, each of us. They're limited. Yet we waste how many of them in negative conversations or in watching TV shows that don't bring us joy or that don't feed us on some level. We have relationships that we sometimes wonder why we're stuck in this relationship if it's not something that is feeding us, or that it's a commitment that feeds us on some level. And there's so many other ways that we could be using our life force that I feel that we act like we have all kinds of time to create our life work. We act like we can do all of that after our kids are grown, or after we retire, or after, you know, something happens in our life. We get married again, or we move into a new house, or we whatever. And we're in the moment, in this moment, which is all we truly have, is this present moment, delaying the expending of that life force in a direction that will actually help to create that thing happening. And that's how we create our futures. That's how we spend our time and our energy and our life force now, heading into the direction that we see that we want to create. If we're living it now or taking steps toward it now, it's actually opening that up for us. It's actually, it's like taking that blank canvas and we start sketching it. And then we get our charcoals out and we shade it. And then we might even get our watercolors out and tint some of the things to make the color come alive. And each time we're taking one more step towards that, it's becoming more real and more real. And you know what happens? Is this is when the universe and other people and other circumstances and unforeseen magic and mystery and miracles come forth to conspire in our favor, because we are spending our energy, our imagination, our time, our breath, and our life force in the building mode of where we're going, and enjoying it in the process. So where is it that if you had all the money in the world, it would allow you to what? It would allow me to have a foundation and make a difference in our community. It would allow me to have a place where I'm living on water. It would allow me to host a retreat or go on a retreat. It would allow me to take my children on an amazing vacation. You know, whatever it is that money would allow me to do, what is it that I can give myself right now? So I find myself, I have a couple of photos that I look at of places where I've lived where I did look out and see water. And I bring those up and I look at those on the computer. Or I am planning a retreat in May. And I'm going on a retreat in May. And I am planning a vacation to take my children somewhere. So each of those things are in process, even though I say I would do that if I had all the money in the world, right? So what is it that if you had all the money and the resources at your disposal, and that was not an excuse, what is something that you would do differently in your life? And how can you give yourself a piece of that right now, that feeling of having that in your life right now? Is it more security? This is a big one for us all. And security is even a feeling you can give yourself. Wrap yourself up in a warm blanket or in the bath, and then take a towel and put it in the hot water and wrap it around your shoulders and feel that loving hug that is, for me, that is security. For some people, it feels differently or it looks differently. And give that you most believe you would enjoy if you had all the resources at your disposal to do what you want. What can you give yourself now? I invite you to make a list and take action on creating those things right now. Put together the buckets of what you would like to have more of in your life right now that brings you joy. And start playing with that. Start heart breathing into each of those activities every day, whether you make it or not. Like today, I'm not on the beach looking at water. I'm in my house with white stuff falling outside, and it's 14 degrees or something. Yet, I can still close my eyes and see that amazing view and breathe in and out through my heart towards that and put a penny in that jar or a quarter. It's not about the money. It's about the actual showing that we're thinking seriously about each of these things every day. You don't even have to put money in the jar. Just label the jars and deposit a heartfelt moment of attention each day in the direction of that jar, stopping and pausing and opening our hearts. And don't forget that our hearts have a backside. Really open and feel the breadth of that beautiful back of yours. The same with our second chakra. We tend to notice our bellies. Yes, most of us do, whether we're holding it in or breathing it out or whatever. And if we put our one hand on our belly and the other hand directly behind it on our sacrum, that beautiful second chakra energy is where we do so much of our receiving. Let's make sure that every day when we're opening our heart to do our heart breathing, that we remember to turn our light on and say, I'm open to receive beauty, love, joy, money, creative inspiration, and support. The support is what comes from behind. You know, that unseen support that's always there that we forget to ask for. That. So, that was my little musings today around how we are spending our life energy, our life force, and how it directly relates to the spending that we always talk about with money. But let's shift our whole focus and have it be about our heart and spending in a way that our is more filled with love and loving intention. And on that note, I want to just say thank you. And I appreciate your listening. I hope this gave you a bit of expansion in your life. This is a funny thing. My words for this year are about being full and fullness and yet expanded. So growing even bigger, but remaining full of my own energy and life force. So it's a very interesting both and. And I, on that note, again, I will be ending. So I wanted to just say thank you. I will talk to you next week and have a blessed, filled, life force aware, spent wisely week. Bye-bye.